This is KUT. We're going to wrap up our series now called The Buck Starts Here. KUT and our City Hall reporting partner, the Austin Monitor, are looking at needs that have typically been paid for by the state, but have become local responsibilities. Some call them unfunded mandates. We end this series in the classroom. High school is going to look completely different for this year's freshman class compared to students in upper grades. That's because of one law called House Bill 5. It completely changed how students choose their high school classes, and school districts are responsible for offering new graduation plans. That could mean new classes or more teachers without any additional resources. KUT's Kate McGee reports it's become a tough balancing act for school counselors.
Jennifer Mullins is sitting in her office at Eastside Memorial High School when a staff member comes in. There's a student outside who needs help. The student was having a negative reaction to a medication. Mullins is one of two counselors at Eastside Memorial who deals with emotional and academic support. Every student there is labeled at risk, and Mullins says she spends half her time dealing with students' needs outside the classroom.
Let's say, for instance, we have a student who has some suicidal thoughts. I'm with that kid for 5 hours or 3 hours or however long it takes to make sure that they get the support.
But Mullins isn't just responsible for helping kids get through the day. She also has to help them decide what they want to do with the rest of their lives. And that responsibility got bigger under House Bill 5. Mullins has to manage three old graduation plans that are phasing out and three new ones that started this year. Plus, she has to help students choose what's called an endorsement.
STEM, public service, business and industry, fine arts, the multidisciplinary endorsement.
It's kind of like a major. School districts in Texas had 3 months between the bill's passage in 2013 and the start of the next school year. Mullins had to become an expert on every graduation plan basically overnight. One challenge is a lot of students haven't thought about their future.
We have students where we're like, okay, what do you want to do after high school? And they quite frankly say, I have no idea because no one's ever asked me that question before.
Not only does she help students already at Eastside Memorial, Mullins also has to help eighth graders choose an endorsement before they even get in the door at Eastside.
They're really young. You know, a lot of our kids want to be NBA stars. They want to play pro ball, you know, and you don't want to burst that little bubble of theirs, but, you know, we want to make sure that they're being, you know, realistic.
But the real challenge for Mullins is behind the scenes, more paperwork. She says the biggest challenge is getting those endorsement sheets with a parent's signature.
Especially when the parents aren't with the kids necessarily at the time of the choice sheets and them choosing their endorsement.
And that process must be repeated if a student decides to change their endorsement. This year, about 15% of Eastside's freshman class changed their endorsements. That number could only increase. More paperwork for Mullins means longer hours or less time with students. Mullins wouldn't say the new law has affected her ability to meet with students one-on-one. But Austin ISD Superintendent Paul Cruz admits it's harder for counselors district-wide to meet with students on top of all the new responsibilities.
Do they want to do that? Absolutely. A time and a day to do that is going to be a little bit more challenging.
Some Austin high schools have nearly 3,000 students. That could be around 500 students per counselor. The district doesn't have the money to hire more high school counselors to help with academics.
Another school might have fewer students with one counselor and it's high need.
Like Eastside Memorial.
When we look at counselor face-to-face time with individual student or a family, that's considerable time.
And at schools with lots of poor students, mobility is high.
So if a student was there in October, is not then there in December, or a student was not with us and then comes in January, but now is going to have to fill out the choice sheet. Well, we have to then start again.
As the Austin School District wraps up its first year under HB 5, it's unclear how much money the changes will cost the district. It's also planning to launch a student sharing pilot program next year. Every high school offers every endorsement, but every school can't offer every possible class to get that endorsement. Mullins says student sharing means students stay at their neighborhood schools, but gives them more options to take what they want.
It could be that a student who goes to Eastside goes to Crockett for, you know, a couple periods, you know, a few times a week to have that class that isn't offered at their home school without the school losing their population.
But that comes with additional costs, including transportation. AISD doesn't have a cost estimate yet. Another option is online courses, but those cost money too. Last year, the district allocated $1.7 million in its budget for HB5. Next week, the school board is scheduled to present its preliminary budget for next school year. It's expected to include another deficit. Kate McGee, KUT News.